This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. I was thinking
about her. 6 of 6 from 3, 22. His career high is 25. What? Come on!
That was Mike Tirico on the call for NBC Sports Boston. Yeah, you heard that right. Mike Tirico on the call for NBC Sports Boston.
It's weird.
NBC's got to ramp him up for NBA coverage starting next year.
I think he did a game in Philly the other night, too.
Hey, how about that?
Look, I like Tirico. I don't like him on basketball.
I will get used to it.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird. It's
I think
weird. It is a little weird.
To me, he's just fine. Mike Tirico is Jay Leno. He's vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
He's just fine.
When he left ESPN, remember, he was calling Monday Night Football and left ESPN to take over Sunday Night Football on NBC. And Al Michaels is like, nah, dog.
That ain't the move.
For years. Like, he was just like, yeah, nah, I'm not going anywhere.
No.
I'm not leaving this thing. No. And it took a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he... How long do you think Mike Tirico is like, maybe I regret this?
Yeah.
Because he got paid a crap ton to go to NBC because they thought Al Michaels had like a year left.
Yeah.
And then it was like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Well, I have a feeling he's done pretty well okay with all the Olympics coverage and stuff.
Well, and all he had to do was call Notre Dame football, you know? Like, it's fine. Oh, wait.
I think Mike Tirico's doing just fine.
Yeah. But Peyton Pritchard right there. You heard that. They said his career high is 25. No, it's not. It's now 43.
Yeah, he. As crazy as his game was, in the first half, it was Derek White. Derek White finishes the first half with 24 points on 6 of 9 from 3, which is insane because Peyton Pritchard finished the first half with 18 points on 5 of 9 from 3. Derek White in the second quarter alone just went berserk, had 14 points, 4 of 6 from 3. Pritchard, it was his quiet quarter.
Mm-hmm.
He was only 1 of 4 from three, but this game started with Pritchard hitting I think he hit his first 2 threes, and it was like, oh, Pritchard's kind of got it going. Comes down the Blazers come down the court. I want to say about the 7 minute mark. Scoot Henderson has just checked in, and I don't know what got into Scoot, but he was determined to go at Peyton Pritchard's neck, and he turned him inside out with an inside out cross and got to the rim and finished. And it was like, oh, he just snatched Pritchard's soul. That was one of the nastiest crossovers I've seen Scoot have. Pritchard comes down, clearly trying to go at Scoot, can't get by him. Scoot deed him up. And Peyton Pritchard throws a prayer up from the corner that touches nothing but the bottom of the net. And I think that was when I texted you. I was like, I think your over's going to hit.
He had 12 in the first quarter.
It was like, oh my God.
He ended up with 43 points on 14 of 20 shooting, 10 of 16 from beyond the arc, 10 rebounds, 5 assists.
He was the leading rebounder in the game. He had 4 offensive rebounds in the third quarter is when he went nuclear. He had 19 points in the quarter, including 5 of 6 from 3.
The most impressive part about all of this, though, With how much the ball was in his hands, he played 43 minutes, did not commit a single turnover.
This was a stupid low turnover game for everybody. 9 for the Celtics, 8 for the Blazers. It was about as clean and up and down as you can have in a basketball game.
Yeah, so Scoot may have tried to go for his neck. He did not get there.
Oh, God, no. No, no. Pritchard, you could tell Pritchard took it as Scoot intended.
Yeah.
It was very much a... I'm going to go at you situation. You're going to go at me. And it was fun. I think Pritchard's one of those guys that loves that stuff.
Yeah.
He loves that stuff.
He's like, got a little dog in him,
yeah.
man.
And look, Shaden Sharpe tried to drive on him a couple times. He tried to drive on Pritchard to close out the first half. And Pritchard stonewalled him. And I thought, I tweeted it. I was like, Shaden Sharpe cannot settle for an 18-foot fadeaway at the end of the clock against Peyton Pritchard. That's not something you can allow to have happen.
This from OptiStats. Only one player all time has had, over the course of his entire career, a 40-point game with 10 or more three-pointers, a 40-point game with zero turnovers, mm-hmm. a 40-point game on 70% shooting, a 40-point game off of the bench, a 40-point, 10-rebound, 5-assist game. It's Peyton Pritchard, and he did it all in one day.
He's the only player to ever have 40, 10, and 5 off the bench.
That is five statistical markers mm-hmm. that no player in NBA history has ever done, whether it's a single game or over their career. And Pritchard did that to the Blazers last night. That was unbelievable.
It was an outlier of outlier games. And look, I'm not saying he's a bad player. Like, you don't expect this from him. You don't expect that from him. His previous career high was 25.
Well, I heard he was listening to the show, and he heard you say that he may not win the Sixth Man of the Year.
He put himself very firmly at the top of that list pretty damn quickly. They took his odds off the board yesterday. Oh, the Sixth Man of the Year odds came off the board.
Really?
For yeah, because him and Ty Jerome were in, like, neck and neck.
Because that game just won it?
Yeah.
Look, single games...
Because he did come off the bench to do that, too.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the thing. It was, we thought maybe Pritchard would start with all the injuries, but they didn't. They brought him off the bench. And there was another stat here. The only players in NBA history to record a game with 40-plus points, 10-plus rebounds, 5-plus threes, or 5-plus assists, and 10 made threes. Pritchard joined Damian Lillard and James Harden.
Oh, pretty good.
And he's also the only player to ever do it off the bench.
Well, yeah, and first player, I don't know if you guys already said it, 40 points, 10 threes, and 10 rebounds in a regulation game. Only one to ever do it.
Yep.
He was the leading rebounder in this game.
Yeah.
That's the insane... Like,
take that, Donovan Klingon.
A six-foot guy was the leading rebounder in this game. And you can talk about, oh, they took all these threes. Wow. He had 4 offensive rebounds, like, in the paint. And I was like, yo, hey, that can't happen. No, the smallest guy on the floor cannot be the guy coming up with that loose ball.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive by Derek White and Peyton Pritchard.
The first pair of Celtics teammates to ever both have 40 points in a game. Not Bird and McHale, not the Jays, not Paul Pierce and Antoine Walker, not Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett or Ray Allen.
No.
All of those Celtics legends, none of them. None of them have ever had two teammates score 40 or more. That is nuts.
Kuzi and Russell? No?
Nobody.
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 Damn. Pretty impressive. That was a performance for the ages. And look, it just felt like it was one of those nights, that middle of a long road trip for the Blazers. You ain't going to bring the A game every night. And it was almost like they had a sigh of relief that you were facing a Celtics team without Jason Tatum, without Kristaps Porzingis, without Drew Holiday, you know, all of the injuries. And they were like, oh, boy, nope. White and the White ended up coming out playing.
Yeah, no, I mean, the Blazers shot 50% from the field, 40% from three, hit 16 threes.
That's crazy.
It's
I'm sorry, you just killed me with that one.
No, it was the Whites.
It was crazy. And look, you know, we have a texture, you know, look, Scoot not great at the end of the game.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. That was one of those games. And, the Blazers kind of played like how we expected the Blazers to play against the Celtics.
Look,
just not Derek White and Peyton Pritchard doing it to him
on probably 95 out of 100 nights. The Blazers' performance wins the game. Yeah. They didn't play bad.
No, they
Derek
were just
White and Peyton Pritchard just went. You're talking about a Celtics team that has some of the most storied history in the history of the game. And you had a game from two guys that has never been done in their franchise's history. Yeah.
The Blazers shot 50% from the floor and 40% from three and lost by 10.
Yeah.
Outside of Peyton Pritchard and Derek White, only Jordan Walsh, who went 1-for-1, shot over 50% from the field.
Yeah,
I mean, Sam Hauser was 2-for-9. Cornette was 1-for-4. Jaylen Brown was 7-of-23.
28 or 46 between those two guys.
It was pretty good.
It's bonkers.
It was pretty good. All right. Good on you. Good on you, Peyton Pritchard. Showing the hometown team.
I'm sure that a little that, bit of, oh, yeah, that played into it.
Does. Okay, of course it does.
It's then good.
Yeah.
Good.
It was pretty sweet. It was pretty sweet. Cool little thing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.